Chapter 15. Rena Wachowski lived in the same apartment building as Nan's, just one floor down. That made it pretty convenient. So Helen texted ahead, and then Lexi and the ladies stopped off at Nan's for some fortifying coffee before following the brown indoor-outdoor carpeting down the hall to the stairs and down one floor. They stopped in front of Unit 108, and Helen tapped on the white-painted door. Rena stood about 5'2", with a grizzled face and wiry gray hair. She seemed the type of tough gal who would be as comfortable in the ring with Rocky as she would teaching kickboxing to seniors at the community center, which she did every Thursday at 6 p.m. In fact, she reminded Lexi of those weight loss coaches on reality TV, the ones who screamed at their clients until they cried, then called it tough love. She greeted Helen at the door like a comrade. The rest of them, not so much.
"You look great, kid," Rena said to Helen, eyeing her up and down. "How are you doing with your eating?" Her expression hardened. "Did you cheat?"
"What? No."
Helen cast a nervous glance at all of them. Nance's left brow ticked up. Ida smirked, but no one said a word about Helen's pie crust indiscretion.
"Of course I didn't cheat. May we come in for a moment?"
Rena gave them the once-over before moving aside to clear the doorway.
"Sure, I guess. What are you all doing here? Want to start on my low-carb diet plan, too?"
"No," Nan said, and Rena visibly deflated. "But we do have a couple of questions for you, if that's all right."
Rena shrugged and led them through her apartment to the eat-in kitchen. The layout was virtually the same as Nan's, except reversed. She even had a similar mahogany dining room table. Her kitchen had a round maple table. Lexi was surprised to see a delicious-looking coffee cake in the middle of the table. Ida's eyes lit up in surprise when she spied it. But instead of offering them all a slice, Rena plated up slices of turkey breast and avocado. Ida's disappointment was palpable.
"You ought to think about starting a low-carb section in that bakery of yours, Lexi,"
Rena said as she handed her a plate and fork.
"I'm telling you, girls, it's all the rage in the big cities. Bet you it's gonna come here, too, and get real popular. Just you wait and see. Low-carb will drive shops like yours right out of business."
Her blunt statement took Lexi by surprise. "Oh, I don't think that will happen. There's room for both types of goods in the marketplace." "Wasn't there?"
"If you say so."
Rena took a seat at the table across from Lexi, her small smile taunting. Lexi chewed her tasteless turkey and avocado and started to worry. What would she do if the cup and cake went under? Jack made a decent salary as a detective, but they couldn't survive on his salary alone. Nah, she was being silly. This low-carb stuff was for the birds. She could tell by the way Ida, Ruth, and Nance were trying to choke down the turkey to be polite. People would always want sugary pastries, even if some did switch to a low-carb lifestyle.
"Well," Nan said, pushing aside her half-eaten food, "that was a lovely snack, but I'm afraid we're not interested in going on low-carb diets. What we wanted to talk to you about, Rena, was Mary Archer's death."
"Oh, Lord."
Rena wiped her mouth and shook her head. "Such nasty business."
"Yes, it is."
Nance leaned forward to rest her elbows on the table.
"Specifically, we want to know if you remember seeing Mary's husband, Howard, in the poker room with you that night, especially around the time of her death."
Nance glanced over at Ruth.
"We have it on good authority that you were playing most of the night."
"Yeah, I was,"
Rena snorted.
When you're on a roll, you're on a roll, right?
Right, Nans frowned. About Howard, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Rena reached over and plucked a piece of untouched turkey off Nans's plate, rolled it up, and popped it in her mouth.
I'll tell you, this new low-carb diet, in addition to making me lose a ton of weight, has also sharpened my mind. Nothing gets past me anymore.
I'll bet, Ida whispered. Ruth snorted. Nans gave them each a stern look before turning back to Rena.
Go on.
Let's see. We started that first hand of poker around 6:15. Howard was there then. So were Ruth and I, of course. Oh, and Benny Sullivan, Ed Rourke, Gertie Flanders, Skip and Hetty Carlson, Bud Dixon and the Johnsons. You remember all of them, right, Ruth?
Ruth nodded. I lost a bundle to Skip, but luckily won it back in a big pot.
That hand was crazy.
Rena grinned.
Bud folded after that and left. Skip ended up running out of money. Then you left too, Ruth, said you needed to take a break.
Rena finished her last bite of avocado, then sat back.
Howard left a few minutes after you did. Next thing I remember after that was Lexi making her announcement about the contest being canceled.
So, Howard left before Lexi's announcement? Ruth asked, her gaze darting to Nan's.
Yep. It was quite a while before. We played another hand, in fact. I got bored sitting there by myself, so I got up to run to my car to get myself a low-carb energy bar. They don't have enough low-carb offerings at these things. Caterers should take that into consideration.
Her eyes slid to Lexi.
Anyway, that's when I saw Howard arguing with Lorelei Summers.
Nans's brows shot up at that.
Howard and Lorelei were arguing? What about?
Lexi exchanged a look with Nans.
Howard wasn't in the poker game as he'd claimed. Either he'd forgotten about leaving the game, or he'd lied.
Darned if I know, Rena said, standing up to clear their plates. But whatever it was, it looked pretty heated.
The ladies exchanged a look, and Helen hopped up to help Rena, who nodded her approval at Helen. She looked over her shoulder at Lexi and the ladies as she scraped food into the garbage can.
See there? Helen has the energy and vitality to help clean up, because she's not bogged down with carbs. You ladies might take a lesson from her, especially you, Lexi. You're too young to be slumped at the table in a carb-induced stupor.
Lexi immediately straightened. Had she been slumping? Rena dashed to the hutch and picked up some stapled papers and handed them out to the women.
Now, this here is what I call my starter diet. It will ease you in. It's not that hard, right, Helen?
She glanced at Helen, who nodded.
Anyway, see, you gotta make sure you get lots of fats, too. That will keep you satiated.
She pointed to the top of the paper.
Thanks. Ida grabbed her paper and stood. How much fat is in a donut?
Rena scowled.
I don't find that at all funny. I bet an eclair has more. It's that custard filling.
Ida smirked. Helen cleared her throat and grabbed Ida by the elbow, steering her toward the door.
Well, it was lovely talking to you, but Ida has a proctologist appointment and she can't be late.
Oh, low carb will help with that, too. Lots of vegetables.
Rena patted her stomach.
Keeps you regular and your gut's in good working order.
Lexi, Nans, and Ruth had jumped up from the table while they had the chance and were hurrying to the door behind Helen and Ida.
Thanks for answering our questions, Rena,
Nans called as they rushed out into the hallway. Well, that certainly was interesting about Howard, Ruth said as they walked down the hallway back to Nan's.
Indeed, Nan said. He clearly must have lied.
Or maybe he simply forgot where he was, if he left the poker game just for a minute or two,
Helen suggested.
Maybe, Lexi said. But what about the argument? Why would he argue with Lorelei?
Do you think it could be related to the argument she had with Chandler?
Ida asked.
Or Chandler's argument with Mary, Lexi added.
I'm not sure, but there's one thing I am sure of. The book is missing. And there's one person who certainly would have known the value,
Nan said.
Looks like we need to pay a visit to Lorelei's antique shop.